Whoever heard you get indicted for interfering with a presidential election where you have every right to do it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. Welcome to day 1323. Donald Trump claims that he had every right to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. During a Fox News interview, Trump said,
"Whoever heard you get indicted for interfering with a presidential election where you have every right to do it, you get indicted and your poll numbers go up. When people get indicted, your poll numbers go down."
Last week, however, Trump was indicted once again for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, said Trump's remarks make it clear that he believes he is above the law. Meanwhile, a federal judge rejected Trump's attempts to move his New York criminal case into federal court. 3 months after Trump was convicted in a state court on all 34 felony counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records, Trump filed a motion to move the case to federal court to indefinitely delay his sentencing, which is scheduled for September 18th. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein, however, ruled that Trump had not met the burden of proof required to move the case to federal court. Trump has previously tried and failed to move the case to federal court. And finally, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee asked Trump to prove that he never illegally accepted nearly $10 million from the Egyptian government. Jamie Raskin, the top Democrat on the committee, and Representative Robert Garcia, the minority leader of a subcommittee on national security, asked Trump to provide evidence that you never directly or indirectly, politically or personally, received any fund from the Egyptian president or government. The request follows recent reporting that 5 days before Trump became president in January 2017, a Cairo bank manager was asked by an organization linked to the Egyptian intelligence service to kindly withdraw nearly $10 million from its account in cash. The lawmakers wrote, "Surely you would agree that the American people deserve to know whether a former president and a current candidate for president took an illegal campaign contribution from a brutal foreign dictator." Later in his 2016 campaign, Trump wired $10 million to his campaign. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.